We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
He's in a completely different environment, a completely different situation, and his talents, if he's healthy, which I think he is, it's going to rise. And he's in the right framework, too, AD. I mean, he's in the right frame of mind to dominate. He wants to prove to all these people, how stupid are you? Ryan Pace, pay attention. You're a dumb f***. You know, David Blaine Caldwell, you're really a dumbass, you know, because if you don't sign me, you know, Anthony Lynn, Tom Telesco, you stay with Tyrod Taylor and you don't sign me. Huh. Seriously? I mean, it's really comical.
Oh, Mike Lombardi, the F-bomb version of Mike Lombardi. I like it, though. He used different terms. So it's dumb F and then it's dumb ass. You know, he's moving it around. He's moving it around.
So I spent three days telling you why I think Patriots got Cam Newton and how.
Pay attention. You're a dumb f***.
That Bill kind of saw the way this thing was playing out. And I forgot what. And I said 31 teams. I can give you a good reason why 31 teams didn't want Cam. And I left out the one thing that Mike was just talking about. Because some organizations are dumb. They're just stupid.
Well, in this case, I would have to agree with you. And I would love to give Bill Belichick more credit because, you know, there's nothing I like doing more than giving Belichick more credit. I'm not going to give Bill an awful lot of credit for this one. And yet, if it works out, he's going to be once again anointed the genius. But in this case, it was more about 31 other teams shying away from a guy for cheap dollars.
David Blaine Caldwell, you're really a dumbass.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it was. Bill
wasn't going to pay him more than what he gave him, and he gave him nothing.
Do you think Cam would have taken this deal day one of free agency?
No.
What do you think his asking price was day one of free agency?
$20 million.
Okay. So did that scare away?
Yeah, but was it realistic?
Did that scare? Whatever. That's what he's looking for. Did that scare away two or three, four teams maybe interested?
Sure.
And said, okay.
Sure.
Should we wait on Cam Newton to go down, like, you know, for his price to go down? Or should we jump on Jameis Winston? Should we jump on Marcus Mariota? Should we jump on these guys now? So that wave of free agency passed. So you say, why would you, if all these teams who they think Cam Newton's this great player, if you think he's a great player, why would you pass up because he's better than your quarterback?
Who, 31
okay,
teams.
Okay, but you,
31
I know,
stupid
but you keep saying
ass
it.
Teams.
Yes,
none of them even came in with $5
How many
million?
Stupid teams are we really talking about?
I'm looking at the list of teams that have cap room. You know how many teams have cap room that could have easily fit him in there?
How many teams are interested in
a
quarterback?
And wait a minute. What they're upset about is they're upset about, oh, my God, my little rookie quarterback or my second-year guy that we really believe in. Poor Dwayne Haskins. He may not be able to handle this.
All right.
What is Belichick doing? We know that he loves Stidham, but he's bringing in a former MVP. Why?
How many teams
are interested
in a quarterback?
Because if Stidham doesn't have the balls to handle it, he doesn't want him.
How many teams are interested in a quarterback at the end of the year, you think?
Oh, a lot of teams should be in this.
How many teams are interested in a starting quarterback at the end of the year?
I think it's a lame excuse. I think if you are 12 of these teams, I don't care who your quarterback is, you have an opportunity to bring somebody like this in. Maybe you push. All Bill's going to do is he's going to use him right now to push Stidham.
Simple question. Why was Tampa the only team that offered Tom Brady a contract?
I don't think they were. I think there were other teams that were lined up for it.
I think Tom
wanted to go to Tampa. I think we knew the Chargers were interested now under different terms, probably.
There was no offer, Glenn. Why did Do you think Tom Brady's a better quarterback than Philip Rivers? Why did the Colts sign Philip Rivers and not Tom Brady?
Because their coaching staff is Philip Rivers' old coaching staff, both the head coach and the offensive coordinator.
Is that you making excuses?
They could plug and play in Philip Rivers, and they only wanted him for 1 year.
Sounds
Tom
like you're
Brady
making excuses.
Got 2 years guaranteed and $50 million. It made no sense for Indianapolis.
Sounds like you're making excuses.
I'm not. It made no sense for Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
It didn't.
What about
so why did Tampa Bay go and pay Tom Brady $50 million guaranteed?
Because
they were fearful that another team might take him away.
Even though nobody offered him a contract. But okay. Do you think that he's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill?
Do I believe Brady? Yes, but I believe Ryan Tannehill They made more sense.
Sounds like you're making excuses.
No, they made more sense right now.
I don't know. Sounds like you're making excuses.
Yeah, but this guy's 31. Tom Brady is 43.
Okay, but he's
a better quarterback. 12 years older.
Who's a better quarterback?
The whole generation.
Is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yes.
One team off
him. Hold on. Make sure you recorded that, Ryan. I want that recorded.
Is Tom Brady better than
anybody tries to question me on that
Mitchell Trubisky? Why didn't they bring him in?
Is he better than in
why
Chicago?
Why did Washington bring him in?
I absolutely would have brought in Cam
so
Newton.
Why didn't
in Chicago?
They?
Denver?
So why
absolutely.
Didn't they?
Absolutely. The LA Chargers? Absolutely.
Why didn't they?
I don't know. You'd have to ask those dumbass general managers.
So when I tell you reasons why the teams don't sign Cam Newton, and I give you reasons like you just did, stumbling all over yourself for 3 minutes, you tell me that you don't believe them, but you believe that there's only one team that... It's not about, is this guy better?
Well, I think
it's about, is it a fit? Is it about,
I
like this young kid. I want to see where he's at. So it's not about that. It's not excuses.
I think there was more than one team interested.
Nobody offered
him
a contract.
Brady. That's a different story. But I don't think there was any interest, according to Adam Schefter, none in Cam Newton. How is that possible? And I think Lombardi said it right. Dumb F's. These guys are stupid if they're not bringing him in. If you're holding on to Mitchell Trubisky because we drafted him. Oh, we want to develop our own. You're crazy. I mean, Bill, I believe, loves Jarrett Stidham, and yet he brought in Cam Newton. Why?
Because
Jarrett Stidham can't stand up to the competition,
I think that
you don't want him.
I think there's a combination of why teams – I don't think 31 teams need a quarterback, number one. I don't think 31 teams are interested in quarterbacks.
31 teams don't need a quarterback,
okay.
But do 6 or 8 or 10?
Yes, and I think, again –
None. We had one team. And that was $550,000 guaranteed money. Those are guys you bring in to give them a 2-week trial and throw their ass out of camp. That's what he got. That's the type of contract that Cam Newton got from the New England Patriots. Nobody could top that. That makes no sense. Mike Lombardi is totally correct about that. So he talks about Denver and is an example. And what the hell Elway's doing?
It just goes back to the agenda. You know, there is certainly an agenda that operates within the NFL. Fans don't see it. They don't understand it. You know, look, I think Drew Locke's a good player. But if I were John Elway, there's no way as the price of Cam Newton was coming down. It's one thing to say, I don't want to sign Cam Newton for $10 million because I got Drew Locke. I get that. I don't want to sign Cam Newton for $7 million, paragraph 5. I've got Drew Locke. I get that. But at some point, the price has to alter the decision. The price changes how you look at things.
He's right. And so once you get him real cheap, why not bring him in? If Drew Locke can't handle the competition, then he's not your guy anyway, Lou. Right? He's not your guy. I mean, being protective of all these young quarterbacks, the one thing we learn about the National Football League is all of these teams, and they're the same teams year after year after year, all bring in these young quarterbacks. And you know what they're doing the next year or 2 years after that? They're back in the draft looking for that quarterback. So why not try a little different system? You've got Drew Locke. Maybe he's your guy. Maybe he can handle it. Maybe he can handle the competition. But you bring in a guy like Cam Newton.
I can't explain why the teams do what they do. I think that there's, in my opinion, obviously not yours, very good reason why teams didn't bring Cam Newton in. I think you disregard the timeline on what he was looking for early in free agency. I think teams weren't interested in paying him that kind of money. They were willing to go with the young kid that they have. They were looking for backups for their young kid to help him develop. Cam didn't fit that mold. He was looking for a starting job, so they passed on him. And as everything sort of started to shake out a little bit, you know, Newton, obviously Cam looks at it and says, yeah, there's not much out here for me. There aren't many teams that want to bring me in as a starter. So if I'm going to have to sign this crappy deal, then I'm going to go somewhere where I can be a starter, because it's not about this crappy deal. It's about I want an opportunity to play on a good team, and I want to try to get that next contract. And as things started to shake out, it became obvious where that fit was. And I think Bill realized that as well, because this is what he does. He sees how things are shaking out. He reads the room. And dare I say, you're not giving Bill enough credit. And I never thought I'd say that.
I'm not giving him a lot of credit, because he's giving a contract, the same type of contract he gives to a guy who he's going to give a two-week tryout and see if the guy can make it. And if not, we got no skin off of our body, because it's $550,000. I mean, when you look at the contract, not only is there no money there, but there's no real upside there. So even if he plays, he gets very little bonus in number of games he plays. He has to actually play at a really high level to get his $6.5 or $7.5 million. I tried looking it up today. I can't find a single guy. I'm looking at Dante Culpepper and Joe Flacco and guys that were picked up and given an opportunity when it looked like their career was in jeopardy. And every one of them got good dollars, good money. This is the first guy. This guy was an MVP. This is the first guy you can look at and say he got the money of not a backup quarterback. He got the money of a third string quarterback, a guy who you're going to throw on the practice squad when the season begins. To me, it's amazing. I would love to give Bill all the credit in the world, but this is 31 other guys had a brain freeze, and Bill just walked in and said, hold on, what? Okay, yeah, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, bring him in. Cam, come on in. At this money, well, we got nothing to lose. I don't think this was a pursuit, chasing him down. None of that, because if you're doing that, you're not offering him what Richard Sherman has called an embarrassing deal. He's right. For Cam Newton, it's embarrassing. And here's the other thing I worry about. I worry about during the course of the season, if he does have some success, that he starts bitching about how poorly he's paid. And if he does, I won't blame him. I won't blame him. All right, back to the phone calls. Herbie is in Dedham. Hey, Herbie.
Hey, Glenn. So I think you're doing your typical being on the fence, which one is health.
I don't think I'm on the fence at all here, but go ahead.
But you are, though, because you're talking about, first you start off talking about his health. The guy has averaged, at the least amount of games up to last year that he's played, have been 14 games a season. So health, to me, is not an issue.
No, that's attendance. Hold on, Herbie. That's attendance.
That matters.
That's attendance, and I will give him credit. He shows up on Sunday even when he has physical ailments. But you can't tell me in 2016, when he had a completion percentage of 52%, that the shoulder was right. He showed up for 15 games. And by the way, they were losing most of them. Okay? This was after a 15-1 season. Why? Because he was hurt. He was hurt. Same thing in 2018. Hurt.
Very good in 18.
They finished 6-8. Why?
Oh, his team. Because I'm sorry. His team wasn't very good.
He was hurt.
Yeah, he threw for 3,000. He's throwing for 3,000 yards each season.
Oh, that's not
great completion.
That's not a big deal. Hold on. That's not a big deal.
He's better than Stidham.
Jameis Winston threw for over 5,000.
Well, Herbie, I wouldn't go crazy with those numbers. Number one, 3,000 yards isn't a lot. And I think you said he's been a great completion percentages throughout his career.
Terrible.
Let's not go crazy.
He had 1 year.
Let's not go crazy.
2018.
Yeah, terrible. 2018, that was it. So let's not go crazy with that. But, you know, yeah, last year he missed a year. I think Christian even said it. That's like, you know, coming into 2009 and saying there's concerns, health concerns with Brady, you know, because he missed 2008. Because the previous 8 years, you talk about attendance, I only played hurt. He missed 5 games in 8 years. 5. You know, last year he got hurt. You know, he needed surgery on his ankle, whatever. So, you know, we'll see what he's like this year. I think that year off, because it happened so early. This, you know, the injury didn't happen week 15, week 16, and his offseason was nothing but rehab. This was week 2. He was done playing. I think he's healthy.
Yeah, but this
should be.
We're going to see. And again, what I fear the most is the way he plays the game puts him at risk, puts him in jeopardy of getting hurt. And that is usually it. They're contact injuries that he has. But don't misunderstand the difference. There's a difference between attendance and being injured. He's been injured a lot during his season. Does he have guts? Does he have balls to go out there and fight through it? Yes. He's a tough guy. There's no denying that. I'm not questioning, you know, his heart or his grit or any of that stuff. I'm just saying that he's a big-bodied guy who fights for every yard, which is a good thing, and he gets the crap beat out of him to the point where he was bitching about it on a regular basis. He made a big, huge deal. He petitioned the NFL about it, and he was right about it. They are beating the crap out of him because of his body size. But I'm not questioning, you know, his grit and going out and playing, but you can't avoid the fact that the reason he has not been the same quarterback he was in 2015 is because he has a shoulder problem over in the left shoulder. Then it's a right shoulder problem. Then it's a foot problem. All picked up because of the way he plays the game. And you can't change it. Lou, you can't sit there and say, you know what? We're going to change you. We're going to keep you in the pocket. You're going to be a pocket quarterback. Then he's just another guy.
Play calling can change. Play calling can change. You know, the roll out right, roll out left, plenty of room, get down, get out of bounds, no big deal. Third and one shotgun, called run by Cam Newton. How many times do you see that in Carolina? All the time. Just planned runs. Yeah, you don't. Play calling affects that, correct?
Yeah, well,
third and short, third and goal, whatever it is.
He's reading the safety.
No, I'm just talking snap to you, takes a step, and takes off. Saw that many, many times with Cam Newton. You can affect it through game calling. You can take some of those opportunities away. Getting outside the pocket, he's smart. He's seen his whole career. He gets out of bounds or he slides. It's when he fights for that extra yard in the middle of the field, and you can affect that with play calling. You can take that away from him.
All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On Twitter at Glenn D. Ordway.
Who doesn't like fun?
Back to OMF
on WEEI.
Hey, yo, let's do a little something for the brothers that be fronting.
Yeah, all right, but we need a beat that they can front to. Oh, that'll work. Be funky. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't say the Patriots, Mike. Would they be interested?
No.
Why not?
No. Well, I mean, let's not forget the going out the door and taking shots at Kraft, and I know, much like he did with every tweet and Instagram post in the last year that was negative, he deleted it, but it was up there long enough for the world to see. I think that was just I just don't think that's an avenue that they want to go back down again.
Mike Giardi this morning on the Greg Hill Show. You heard Mutt right there, and Wiggy was there, and Fitzy was there as well. He was talking about Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is working out with Russell Wilson. There are some reports out there that the Seattle Seahawks are interested in signing Antonio Brown, and so it's popped up that would New England be interested in doing it? I mean, they did pay him $9.5 million, though it's up for debate right now, but $9.5 million. And he did give him one game, Lou. He was here for 13 days. He gave him one game for $9.5 million.
I take Antonio Brown back here in a heartbeat. There is zero chance he comes back here.
I would say yes. I think zero is probably the right number.
Zero chance. It's like, oh, you know, he and Cam are friends. Okay, well, so isn't he and Brady? And yeah, it wasn't going to work.
Nothing. Friends mean nothing.
You know, but I think it is I think it's ridiculous that we still have no resolution on what the punishment is for Antonio Brown, if there even was one. Think about it. They are keeping this man from working. Okay? And there have been people that have made so countless mistakes in this league that get punished, serve their crime, or, you know, serve their punishment, and get jobs in the league. They're still holding the threat of potentially suspending this player, which is keeping a team from signing him only to pay him while he's sitting out because he's on some list. Like, I think it's ridiculous, and I want to see Antonio Brown in the league. That's when I watch sports, I want to see the best players in the world play at a very high level. That, to me, is entertaining. And he's one of the best wide receivers in football. I want to see him play. I am amazed that they haven't resolved this situation. This guy is a free agent, and it's nobody knows whether they can sign him or not.
So where's the Players Association?
I have no clue.
Somebody wrote it the other day that the Players Association, since he's not an active player in the union body, really has no jurisdiction. Well, wait a minute now. If he was a player and he can't get back on that active player list, even though he still is a damn good player, issues he's got, we will grant you that, then why wouldn't the Players Association in some way work for him? I don't understand that. I totally agree with you. I said this right from the get-go. This is a shame what the NFL is doing. I'm not trying to sit here and make excuses for anything Antonio Brown did. He's an idiot. He's a goofball. He's got lots of issues. He's got lots of respect problems, issues with people. So he's got to deal with that, and you need to punish him for that, okay, because it is embarrassing the league. But come up with a punishment. 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, a season, I don't care. Come up with something, because there's no way he's going to be able, as you said, Lou, to go and get employment, because if I'm a team out there, I don't want to put him roster, you know, and then find out he's going to be gone for a season.
About blackballed, right?
Yeah, he's blackballed.
Because if the league came out and said, we are suspending you for 4 games, first off, he'd sit there and say, what? What for? And then they would come out and tell him all these things he did wrong and protect the shield, everything else. If they said Antonio Brown is suspended 4 games today, I think tomorrow someone signs him.
Probably.
And
Seattle
says, we don't get Antonio Brown for the first 4, but that's okay.
Yep.
Week 5 on, we have one of the best wide receivers in the game. Look what he's going to do for us.
New England won a Super Bowl.
It's almost like they're holding off, giving this suspension out, because they know the minute they do, someone's going to sign him.
Yep.
Makes no sense.
I think they're being totally unfair to him. Totally. But you're right. New England, it's not going to happen. And they're probably sitting there every single day regretting the fact that they gave him a signing bonus in which they gave $9.5 million, which is even more unique when you think about it. He got $9.5 million. He was here for 13 days. He played 1 game. Hopefully Cam Newton will play more than 1 game, and he'll be here for more than 13 days. But there's nowhere, any way, he's going to get $9 million. Matter of fact, he's lucky if he gets, 10% of that. It is unbelievable. When you think about it, it really is unbelievable. All right, 617-779-7937. House is in Dorchester. What's up, House?
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
Okay.
Mr. Clint,
yes, sir.
Please explain to me, because you have said nothing, really, about why Cam shouldn't be the quarterback yet. You said he, now you keep throwing up if he was hurt. He was hurt. He rehabbed, he got better. People keep saying, well, he didn't die for the ball. But then you say he was hurt. Okay, don't you think he know he was hurt in the shoulder? To get under that pile, he knows what it's like. So he said, if I get under that pile, it might injure me worse than I am right now. And if we come back, if my teammate come back, they could use me better like this than like that. And then as far as him having chemistry and all of that, Cam is not the type of, he's not the same type of leader as Brady. So N'Keal Harry is not going to be shunned away from Cam, because Cam is not going to get in your face.
The campaign to rip Brady continues. I like this.
I'm not a ripper Brady. I love Brady, and everybody on that station should know that.
That last statement, I'm not sure I would call love. Maybe like. First of all, House, hold on. I never said that he shouldn't be the quarterback. All I'm saying is, it will be a real competition. What Lou and others are saying is it's over, it's done. Cam Newton is absolutely the quarterback. I'm telling you, it's not the way Bill operates. He never has. Look at the history of Bill Belichick. There will be a competition, and I think there is a good possibility that Stidham might end up winning the job. I don't think it's a crazy statement or outrageous statement. Matter of fact, I look back at the polls 2 or 3 weeks ago by New England fans, and it was 80%. No, we don't want Cam Newton here. Nobody wanted anything to do with him. And then suddenly he signs here, and now it flip-flops. Flip-flop. That's what you're all doing. You're flipping and you're flopping. 80% now want Cam Newton here. What the hell happened to the 80% from 2 weeks ago?
Poop sandwich.
Exactly, because he became a New England Patriot, and suddenly you embraced him. But there's competition for all the jobs.
What do you got?
I'm on record for saying that I want Cam. I called your station and said I thought Cam should be here. Number one. Number two, when I said that they're not the same type of leader, you understand what I'm talking about. Brady will rip you right there on the field, which is good to me.
Ripping
I play
Brady
football.
Again.
It's a part of the game. But Cam is not that type of dude. He's not going to come up. He's not going to rip you on the field. I think he's going to. He's not even going to say that.
It's unbelievable. Tom Brady, 20 years. We're ripping him now.
He's not, Tillian. He's not ripping him.
What's he doing? He's right
there. You hear what you want to hear.
Brady calls people out on the field on a regular basis?
I'm here for your house. I hear you. I'm listening.
Thank you, man.
Just buying into the whole.
There's nothing
thing.
Wrong with sitting there and when you compare the two quarterbacks and how they're different. That's all. There's no one's ripping Tom Brady. Everybody loves Tom Brady. What Tom Brady did. Are they different? Will Cam Newton deal with young wide receivers different than Tom Brady? I'll ask you. What do you think?
He probably will throw. And
what do you
he
think?
Won't be,
hold will
on, let
Tom
me finish.
Brady?
He won't be accurate like Tom Brady, and he'll throw picks.
Will
yes.
Cam Newton treat young wide receivers better than Tom Brady did?
I have no idea. We're going to have to wait and see how that plays out.
No idea.
Well,
what do you think?
Where's he shown it in the past? Give me the young receivers that he's just featured, and he's thrown it
does
to
any,
on a regular basis.
I'll phrase it differently. Does any quarterback in the league treat young wide receivers worse than Tom Brady?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, okay. The campaign continues. Brady
it's not
just
a campaign.
That's
the
other thing. A month ago, everybody wanted.
It's not a campaign. It is simply stating one of the things that Tom Brady, and it's only been 20 years, so I don't know if you realize it yet or not, but he struggles with wide receivers. Young wide receivers.
He did last year. I don't think that's been a problem throughout his entire career. Tom Brady? I don't think it's been a problem.
Hello?
I don't think it's been
a
problem.
Is this Boston Radio? Hello.
Yeah, I don't
you
think
covered
it's been a
Brady
problem.
Before? Hello.
Here's a Sam in Springfield. It's unbelievable. Everybody, a month ago, all I heard was we're not going to pay attention to the Patriots. We're all going
to
watch Tampa Bay because we love Tom Brady. And now they got Cam Newton in here for $550,000. Screw
Why
Tom Brady.
Why are you some of the stupidest things in the
Screw
world?
Screw Tom Brady.
Hold on, Sam. 1 second. Hold on.
All right.
So you don't think Tom Brady struggled with young wide receivers in his career at any point? Is that what you just told me?
What do you mean? Where do you struggle with young receivers over the years? I mean, last year, you're right. He was fearful of throwing to these guys. He came out and admitted that he didn't have trust in these guys. And that was wrong. 100% wrong. He shouldn't do that.
Where has Tom Brady struggled with young wide receivers throughout his career?
I think he's been pretty good over the years. I think he's been pretty good, though.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Is this
the new campaign now to rip Tom Brady. He's out of town, and we can't rip him fast enough. Go ahead, Sam.
Yes, how you doing? This is the first time caller. I just want to just throw something different in with the Cam Newton. First of all, Cam Newton and Tom Brady are two different people, so I don't think we should even be comparing them with each other. But one thing I've been listening to you guys for the past week, and I haven't heard one thing you guys have been saying about his injuries and health and all that. That's fine, Denny, but there's variables contained with sports. It's called competitiveness and heart. Now, this man has been disrespected. He's a champion, national champion in college. He went to the Super Bowl with a garbage team in Carolina, and he's an MVP. Now, he's feeling disrespected. Okay, you're right. Because it's Super Bowl. Okay, right, but let me finish my story, please. But what I'm saying is Cam Newton has something to prove. And when a man has something to prove that's that competitive, he's about to be lights out this year. And you better hope that he's not No, it's not about loving. It's about you got to give this man
falling
respect.
In love in a matter of days.
Okay, there's no matter of days. There's no comparison.
Where was everybody with Cam Newton 2 weeks ago?
No. But what I'm saying is, this is what I'm saying, because nobody took Cam Newton. Cam Newton don't care about that little bit of money. Cam Newton is a multimillionaire. He don't care. He cares about, like Mr. Maloney said, respect. So when he's sitting there, he's one of the top-notch tier. No, listen, sir. He's one of the top-notch quarterbacks in the NFL when he's healthy. Now, like Mr. White said, Charlie White said, it's not about fashioning the game to the Patriot way. They're going to fashion their way around Cam Newton. There's no way in heck a healthy Cam Newton and a healthy Jared Stidham, it's not even close. And you know that, and I know that. So now,
I don't know that. I don't think you know that. Sir, and I don't think Belichick knows it yet.
Yes, he does. Definitely. That's why he got him. But anyways, that's why he got him. But his heart, his competitive nature, his... Exactly, but add on the $40 or $50 million he already got in his pocket, he don't care about that
right,
little bit. But
he does care. He does care about money. I'm not saying that he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder.
Respect.
And everybody churned him down, and I think he's going to use it to his advantage. There's no question about that. But when you sit there and say it's not about money, he's coming back to have a season this year so that he can get back to $25 million a year next year with maybe a 4 or 5 year deal. That's what he's trying to do. So there's money down the road if he comes out and performs at a high level. That's why he's not going to, as Tommy Curran said, buy into the program and accept the backup quarterback role. I will be stunned if that is the case, because he can't make his money. He just can't make his money. All right, 617-779-7937. Lou, you have to admit it. 2-3 weeks ago when we brought up Cam Newton's name, or you brought it up, because I'll give you credit. Right from the get-go, you wanted Cam Newton. You said this 3 months ago. So you've been consistent. I'll give you credit for this. But you got to remember the calls that we got, the polls that were done out there, nobody wanted him. And now suddenly they're loving him to the point where they're finding fault with Tom Brady. You got to admit, this is the biggest flip-flop you've ever seen.
I'm sorry, I just woke up. I blacked out for a while when you said Brady doesn't struggle with what young wide receivers.
I guess that's a little bit of this past year.
What are you talking about?
I just blacked out when I actually heard you say that.
Josh Boyce,
what evidence is there that Brady doesn't struggle with young
wide receivers? None of those guys did anything anywhere.
I wonder why those guys didn't do anything. Maybe because they were scared.
I'm sorry, I just blacked out.
The receivers sucked. What did they do anything anywhere?
What did you say? I couldn't hear anything after you said that.
No, those young guys you're talking about, they brought pretty crappy receivers in. Wouldn't you say over the years?
I think Aaron Dobson was pretty damn good in college.
Pretty crappy.
Yeah, but where were they in the pros, Ryan?
Afraid of their quarterback.
Where were they in the pros? But they couldn't go to another team with another quarterback who was friendly with the young
guys. Drink some water.
Throw some water.
No, they were bad quarterbacks.
You can't make it work. Then how is he going to make it work on our face?
Belichick. Belichick screwed that up.
Water over my face.
Belichick screwed it up.
Help me.
We're back to the phone calls next.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
You even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Confidence ain't great. My confidence ain't great because you telling me you're going to have, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules? Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So, I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good sign for the future. Damian Lillard of the Trailblazers, and he's not sure the bubble is going to work. So yesterday they had the biggest one-day case number in this entire run in Orlando. Florida also had the number one. And so it is being frightening. So if these guys, Lou, do not stay in the bubble, they are in a hotbed area that if they go outside the bubble, they go to one of these restaurants, one of these bars, they commingle with other people that are in Orlando, this thing is going to blow up on them.
Try to think like what that meeting should be like. That first meeting, you get guys down, or you're about to fly down, or you're there, and it you have to sort of be like, okay, what are we doing here, boys? Like, why are we here? Number one, we're trying to postseason, we're trying to win a championship. Something we busted our ass. You did all off season last summer, last getting ready for the fall and the season. And we put ourselves in a position to be a pretty good team. And by the way, you know, you can make a little bit more money as well. And for some of you, it's going to really affect the amount of money you can make in the future because it's going to affect our salary cap. We need to keep all these things in mind when we're about to make bad decisions, right? Because you can't just have guys. Silva already said it. You know, if we have a massive spread within our bubble, we've got to cancel the season. And this can't be one of those things that where you're careless and you go out with four or five guys because a couple weeks into it, you're bored. Turns out three or four of you get it. Next thing you know, it really gets bad inside that bubble and it spreads because we know that it can. And the season's canceled. Like, those four or five guys can't turn around a week later when the season's canceled and go, damn. We screwed up.
I think it's more
likely. You got to think about that before you go and do something like that.
Well, you're talking rationally, and it's easy to talk rationally when you're outside the bubble and you're sitting and talking about going into the bubble. Once you go in there, Lillard is right. I don't trust these guys that they're going to be able to maintain this type of a responsibility. Once buddies show up in Orlando and suddenly they can find a way of sneaking up, especially after things are going well. Things are going well. We're playing well. Nobody's getting it. What is the big deal? We're seeing it now where in certain areas where the numbers were down, people were saying, screw it, I don't need a mask. That is human nature. When things are going well, your numbers are down, you're sitting there going, I'm fine. Nothing can happen to me. And when things are going well down there, you're going to get guys who are going to sneak out. I would worry about it. Kemba Walker says you don't have to worry about him down in the bubble.
I think we're going to be pretty safe for the most part. We're going to be pretty secluded from everyone. So, yeah, right now, I mean, I'm fine. I have no concerns. But I think everyone's situation, obviously, is just different. You know, obviously, some guys have families and kids, wives, you know. For me, I'm a single man with no kids. I'm going to be fine. All I do is stay in the house anyway, so it's nothing wrong with me just staying in my room, you know. So, yeah, I'll be fine, me personally. I'm fine. I'm actually looking forward to it just because I'm ready to play basketball. I think it's going to be very enjoyable, honestly.
Single guy, I'd be concerned with the fact that he just stays in this room. I'm not that concerned, right? That fair?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, there'll be – and Kemba, you know, single guy, a little bit older, right? How about the single 21-year-old?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So that's where you really got to keep an eye on. I think each team, I think if you ask Brad Stevens, he might sit there and be like, I know exactly who I have to keep an eye on. Don't you think every team sits there and says, yeah, I mean, and Brad Stevens might have one or two, maybe three. Another team might sit there and say, I got a problem. I got about six or seven that, you know, I'm going to have to keep an eye on. So I think every team already knows. They already know, you know, what guys they really got to worry about. Like, do you think the Sixers really got to worry about Average Al? I don't.
He's wild man, Lou.
No, this is responsible.
Him.
This guy's a gamer. This guy's mature. He's got beautiful eyelashes. I don't think the Sixers need to worry about Average Al, right, going out. So I just think the teams, they already know. I'm just on a baseball team. You know. I mean, you got 25, 26 guys. You're sitting there saying, I got five or six guys. I like to call them night riders. You know, I got five or six night riders I got to keep an eye on. So if we're in a bubble, I got to make sure I go. You know, hell, maybe I even give them a curfew. I might swing by your house, your apartment, your room. They know exactly who they have to keep an eye on. And then it's going to be up to the team to try to take control of all those guys.
So have you seen any of the pictures of the courts yet? Have you seen this?
No, I never looked at that picture. Actually, I just saw it on Twitter, yeah. Big conference room in the middle?
No, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those facilities where you go. They got one over in Hanover. But the facilities where they have like eight basketball courts, okay? Four side by side, then four down there side by side. And then they have all of the actual courts on there. So the Pacers have their court. And then their floor, and then the Trailblazers have their floor. Each team has their floors, but it's like youth sports. That's what you're looking at. There are no stands on each side. There's just a basketball court. It's the strangest thing in the world. And I guess they're going to play some games inside that arena where they have, I don't know what the seating is, but there's not a lot of people seating through those things. I think to me, it's going to be fascinating to watch this all play out. And I just think there are so many things that, again, that could go wrong. You're asking all of those guys just to be totally responsible. I just don't think it's going to happen. So, you know, and we saw it already. We saw it with the women's soccer team down there. Mm-hmm. They had problems with it, right? We've seen it in tennis. We've seen it in other sports. That they go in with a concept, with an idea. Everybody's got to be responsible.
Well, I tell you, they're going to – it will be interesting because, again, I think maybe the only sport we get this year is hockey. I really think that the only sport we might get this year is hockey because the bubble – like you could sit there and say, all right, you know, we got to stay inside the bubble, and maybe you can move around inside your bubble, and maybe once in a while somebody could sneak out of the bubble, you know, and if that happens, you know, we'll see what happens with the NBA. Baseball, you're just really leaving it up to each other. I mean, think about the Boston Red Sox, okay? I don't know, you've gone out to dinner yet? The other day I went to your buddy's place. I went over to Alma Nova, saw Paul Wahlberg. Beautiful.
Oh, great.
First time I went out to dinner. Being it was amazing.
Great restaurant.
Had a great time. So these guys playing for the Red Sox, they can go out to restaurants. And it's perfectly fine because Massachusetts is doing well, right? But, you know, I don't know what it's going to be in 2 or 3 weeks. So there's no bubble. There's no bubble for the Atlanta Braves or, you know, New York Mets or Phillies or what are you doing in Tampa and Miami? You know, two other teams in the AL East. What if you're doing if you're playing for the Tampa Bay Rays? What, you know what I mean? So how are you going to... You don't just have a bubble to worry about guys sneaking out of the bubble. In baseball, there's no bubble. None at all. The hell yeah. How's that going
to
work?
Yeah. It remains to be seen. There's no real protection. If you're going out and you're coming in contact with other people and your city happens to be one that's spiking at the time, you just talked about Tampa, so they're spiking at the time, then there's a chance guys are going to pick it up. And test positive. Getting back to the NHL may be smart by hiding out in two cities in Canada where they can get away from the political angle of this because there is a political angle of it. Certain people are treating it one way or the other based on where they're going in the election. And maybe by hiding out in Canada, maybe that becomes a benefit. I don't know. Here's Kenny. He wants to talk about it. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
I just want to say, since this whole the pandemic started, I work in construction. We build our apartment complexes. I won't say with who, but we never shut down. So every day we averaged between 120 and 180 people on the site. Not that big. Some people working within close proximity to each other. And there has been a couple of positive cases. But every time there was a positive case, we basically... you know, traced who was near them, the people who were near those people. We kept off the site for the 14 days. It seems like it worked because we've only had four separate instances where there was one person that tested positive.
When you say the whole time, Kenny, you mean from day one you never shut down or like phase one you came back?
From day one. No, day one we never shut down. So we never shut down from day one. And I actually met you last year in Norwood, Lou, at a supermarket. But
beautiful.
Anyway, so we never shut down.
Yeah.
And like I said,
you like those cucumbers over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first case when someone tested positive, of course, everyone's nervous. What's going to happen? But then we got used to the system more or less. I want to say, or we were just lucky. But I don't think it was luck. I think we had a system in place that worked. And like I said, we picked the people out that were near someone that tested positive. And it never spread. We never had.
And were you in New York?
People get sick. No, we were in Massachusetts. In Massachusetts.
Yeah. I mean, at both places. I just saw you call from New York, but like both places are hit.
I'm
right?
from New York.
Yeah. So both places were hit hard. And you're saying you went right through it right from the beginning. So, like, I was going to say, like, you know, Massachusetts right now, numbers are good. You probably have a better shot at going out and feeling, even though you should still kind of in public be careful. Yeah. It's just, given what's going on in Florida, like, I don't know what the hell this coronavirus does, but it seems like it hit us in New York and New Jersey and these other places didn't get hit bad, so they opened up their economy. And now they're getting hit hard. It's almost like everyone's got to go through their turn. You know, so right now Florida's going through their thing, and that's where they are. So, you know, you've already seen it. They got some bubble in the MLS, the Dallas team. They got like 9 guys. They're in a bubble. They got 9 guys.
See, I think there's a difference between Kenny's workplace and what you're dealing with a public NBA, because the optics are going to play into it. So, yeah, you got a couple of a test to come back positive, and then you separate those people, and you're able to contain it. But if you're the NBA, is the NBA going to be able to fight through the criticism if suddenly you get some positive test, and then you get media people who are screaming, going, you got to shut it down, you got to shut it down. Are they going to be able to fight through that? Yeah. I think that's the one thing we've been consistent with this in the beginning. The league that's willing to fight through the optics is going to be the league that actually gets their games played. I mean, that's what it comes down to. All right, it's time for us to take some clues and see if we can guess today's mystery guest.
Who can it be now? Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
All right.
Oh, we're back.
So now Tyler's not in today, so we got a little mystery guest today. So I guess, Ryan, you going to give us the crappy hint for the day, and then going to give us, what, Glenn and I, 2 minutes, 3 minutes to guess who it is?
How hard could it be to come up with the crappy clue for our mystery guest? So you guys know the rules, but in case you haven't heard this before, I'm going to give the guys a crappy clue, and they have 3 minutes, as many yes or no questions as they can ask me.
All right. Give me the crappy guess. I mean, crappy hint.
The crappy hint is this mystery guest's son is very excited that Cam Newton is on the Patriots.
Oh, my God. How stupid is that?
No, it's not you, Lou.
Okay. It's not me.
You're next week.
That's the hint?
You said crappy, yeah.
I think how would anybody know that?
I mean,
how would we know that?
Well,
how many people
that
out
now
there right now
that
sons are excited about the...
Okay.
That's the best you can do.
Is this person, is he a former athlete?
Not professionally, no.
But is he an athlete?
No.
Is he in the media?
Yes.
Is he on TV?
Yes.
Is he an analyst?
Yes.
Huh. A regular featured program?
Yes, absolutely.
ESPN?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. All right. Down to ESPN.
ESPN. Is it a football analyst?
Football.
I would say...
Does this person cover football?
They have.
Like, is that what they're known for?
No.
All sports?
Yes.
Okay.
So like a host of a show?
Yeah.
You say that? Host.
Host, analyst.
Anchor. Okay.
All right. ESPN. Does he have his own show? Is that what do we get that one already?
Yes.
Has his own show?
The pronouns, not accurate pronouns.
Oh, is it a man?
No.
Hey
now.
Okay, so it's a
female. So it's a woman on ESPN, currently on ESPN?
Yes.
Okay, we've had quite a few of them from ESPN.
No kidding. Who did we just have?
Yes,
Andrew Kramer?
Like, we had Andrew Kramer. We had Wendy Nix was on
recently.
We've had a
bunch of them. Is this someone that's been on ESPN for a while?
Yes.
Ooh.
Long time.
Ooh.
Like, is that long meaning more than 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. How about Hannah Storm? How long has Hannah Storm been there? A long time.
Wait, are they local?
No.
20 years.
Sure.
Did you say Hannah Storm?
I thought Hannah Storm would be one of them.
Are you asking, is it Hannah Storm?
Did we have Hannah Storm on before?
But are you asking, is it Hannah Storm?
We did. Okay, I'll ask.
No, it's not Hannah Storm.
Oh, okay, well, throw it out there.
All right. So if it's been somebody that's been there a long time, female, Hannah Storm's been there a long time. Susie Colbert's been there a long time.
A sideline reporter.
Is it a sideline reporter?
Yeah, I don't know that off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's do it this way. Since it doesn't necessarily have a specific show, is it a Sports Center anchor?
I think Glenn's getting into something. I think Glenn has a good idea of who it is.
So, Lou, it's either Susie Colbert or it's Linda Cohen. So I'll go back to, does this person, this female, host a football show on Monday Night Football?
Yes.
Okay. It was Linda Cohen. Correct? No? Yes?
No, it would be Susie Colbert, I think.
Oh, right? Susie Colbert.
Susie Colbert hosts the show on Monday Night Football.
Well, I guess you're going to have to
I think we're good. Let's find out. We're good. We're good.
Right,
I got my guess.
Let's find out who it is. Doing it all from the Star Market and Shaw Studios.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.